Back here now at Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we welcome back Bill English on this Wednesday. He's the CEO of MindSharp and the founder of BibleandBusiness.com, also an associate with the Platinum Group. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good, thanks. So a lot of times I look at rich people and I go, what would I do with all that money? If I had all that money, what would I do with it? And this is the topic you want to go into today, right?
You know, it really is. And I'm going to try in 5 minutes to walk a really fine line here because... I did an extended post out at the Bible in Business titled, What Should the Wealthy Do with Their Wealth? Mm-hmm. And I was interested to say, to look at the Bible and to say, what does the Bible say that we should do with our wealth? Assuming a couple of things. One is that wealth is a renewable resource. And number two, our ability to create wealth comes from God. That's in Deuteronomy 8. And mm-hmm. So any wealth that we do have is given to us by God, because he gave us the ability to create the wealth in the first place. And then if you look at the fact that wealth is a renewable resource, it can be created over and over and over again. It seems to me that those who are wealthy should be looking at the scriptures to say, what should they do with their wealth? And there's a lot of business owners here in the Twin Cities and in the other areas, Madison and Kansas City and other places where we're simulcasting. There's a lot of business owners who have a lot of wealth out there, and I'm sure some of them are wondering what to do with it. So let me just give some quick rules of thumb here, if I could, please. First of all, in Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. So obviously we need to tithe. Mm-hmm. The average evangelical Christian in America only tithes about 2% of their income, okay? So I think it's less than 10% of the people sitting in any church on any given Sunday who have tithed 10% regularly. And if you're in that boat, then you're cheating God. I don't care who you are. Don't get off on this, you know, well, we don't have the money this week. Please, if you're not tithing, then don't be expecting God to bless you. Matthew 19 is the story about the rich young ruler who had kept all the rules from his youth. And then came back and said to God, or to Christ, well, what do I still lack? After Christ has said to, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. And he says, well, I've done all that. And Jesus says, well, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor. There is a very real sense, and I'm just going to use this as a springboard, as well as the Luke 16 passage, which I don't have time to get into, and the James 5 passage. There is a very real sense in which if God gives us significant wealth, it is there to be spent on his kingdom and the building up of other people. Now, Jonathan Sachs, I don't know if you know Jonathan Sachs. Sure. He's a Jewish rabbi, and he has written in this area. And in his book called The Dignity of Difference, he outlines the Jewish concept of the community not letting people be in need. It is immoral for the community to let a fellow Jewish brother or sister be in need. I don't know that we have that ethos in our evangelical churches today necessarily. I mean, how many of us go to church and we think, oh, there's a brother in need. Is there a social service we can point them to? Instead of, this is my responsibility to take care of, okay? Mm. Those who are rich, I think, should be realize that their wealth came from God and that what they really need to be doing is setting aside a larger and larger share of their wealth to give to the poor and to make sure that other people are not in need. In the long run, when life is all done and we're all dead and we're all gone and nobody's going to care what I said here today, God will care whether I gave my money away to help the poor.
It's a question of the heart, isn't it?
It really is. Mm-hmm. And hoarding your wealth is not what God wants.
It's a convicting message, but one we need to hear and be reminded of. I think it's easy to get kind of into thought patterns and not do what we're called to do. Thanks for bringing us back to the Word today, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I would just encourage you, if you want to, it's called What the Wealthy Should Do with Their Wealth. It's out at thebibleandbusiness.com. It's an extended blog post if you'd like to read it.
We'll link it up through our website at myfaithradio.com and our show page, Faith Radio Mornings. Thanks again, Bill.
You bet. Have a good day.